So, I thought you were gonna introduce me, so I didn't prepare to talk about myself, but I will tell you that who I am is Susan Meredith. I put it that way because my husband was from Wales and they pronounce it Meredith.
Ah.
So, interestingly enough. Yeah, I am an engineer, an MBA, and a student of the universe is the way I describe myself. Kind of my mission is to teach life skills through physics and finance. And I'm going to speak about the power of positive direction in that kind of context. I'll share some more along the way, I guess. You know, I'll do that. But I really want to just get right into the topic, which is positive direction. And when I talk about topics like this, I like to start with definitions. So when you say the word positive, and you think about it in terms of a positive, you know, feeling, or, you know, positive intention, positive feeling, think about what that means. What are the words you think of? Optimistic, confident, upbeat. And when you think about those words, it makes you feel good, doesn't it? So as an engineer, I learned about those kinds of words in terms of the physical world. And I'll explain more about how I came to this kind of belief system around the laws of nature and human nature, laws of physics and metaphysics, which I know is consistent with science of mind, I've learned. But so if you look at the definition for positive in that context, it's positive means generated in a direction arbitrarily or customarily taken as that of increase or progression. So when I left college, I went to University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. I don't know if anybody's been there. When I left college, I went to work for IBM. Now, I figured that was definitely progression. That was definitely a positive direction. And so did my family and friends. You know, that was definitely positive. And it was for a long time. And then it wasn't anymore. I was, you know, I wanted to get out and start my own business. So that wasn't necessarily something that everyone agreed to as being a positive direction. I didn't even tell, well, I called my mom up to tell her. She hung up on me. So because of that, I told her after I'd already quit, because I knew that was the kind of response I'd get. So direction is, direction is relative, which means it is considered in relation or proportion to something else, relativity. So I was looking at it in relation to my values of creative expression, of independence, autonomy, and really something more fulfilling. She was looking at it with the values of security and safety and, you know, those kinds of traditional values. And isn't that what's happening in our world today? Those are the kinds of values that are really at odds. So when I look at positive and negative in a physical sense, in the physical world, there's not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. It just is. But we as humans assign it right and wrong, good and bad. So we're going to use a physical model, because that's the way I think, a physical model to represent this. And so we've got this space, and there's a positive direction. There's all kinds of directions, right? So let's define a positive direction. So if you were to define a positive direction, point to the direction you would define as positive. Everybody just point.
Forward.
Forward. Yeah, forward. We could do up, but I can't really operate with up as well, so I agree with you. But forward. You guys would all point that way. Well, I point that way. Wait a minute. You guys are wrong. You want to do positive in that way. So this is the thing. It's arbitrary. Remember I said positive is generated in a direction arbitrarily or customarily taken as that increase or progression. So the real definition is just the path that something takes or just the way you are facing. Mm-hmm. So you're right. For you, that's positive. For me, that's positive. But we're going to agree so we can have a model that works. So we're going to say that that's positive. By the way, you know how I know a positive person? Anyone who agrees with me. Okay. So this is the positive direction. I want you to imagine that's a positive future. And if you think about the positive future, what kind of things do you see? What kind of things would you hear? What conversations would be had? What are physical manifestations of it? Can anybody give me some examples?
Inspiring.
It would be, what would you, so you would feel inspired.
Right.
Yes, good. What else?
Love.
Love, you'd feel love. What would you see and hear too?
Vacations.
You would see vacations.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Givingness.
Givingness. And you'd probably see peaceful societies. You'd hear us talking about goodness. And when you think like that, what does it make you feel like?
Good.
Optimistic, confident, upbeat.
Yep.
That's how you know you're facing the positive direction. So that's the positive direction we're going to think about. Now, I'm faced this way. And in our model here, that's negative. So what do you see, hear, and feel if you're focused on the negative?
Pain.
Pain.
Anxiety.
Anxiety.
Challenges.
Challenges.
Lack. Change.
Fear.
Change.
Sadness.
Fear.
Lack.
Yeah.
Sadness. Let me ask you this. Which do we hear more of in our society today?
The negative.
Anger.
Even
the
this
negative.
Morning, there was more words given.
Yeah, immediately you
positive.
Could come up with those. The positive ones, not so much. Isn't that interesting? So now, this is the power of positive direction. I'll give you an example. I do weird things sometimes to kind of test out the physical world. And so I was driving in from Arlington Heights, Illinois. I was driving on Euclid Avenue, and it was the middle of the night. It's a four-lane road. There was nobody else there. So for some reason, I decided to test out this little thing of, if I focus in this direction, I don't mean like turn this direction and look like that. I mean, if I focus in that direction, what happens to where I'm driving? Guess what happened? I started here heading in that direction. It was scary. I was like, this is not safe. But it showed to me how powerful the positive direction can be. Where we put our focus is where we go. Think about that. If I'm facing in the negative direction, I want to go that way. How? Moving backwards is not the best way to do it. And isn't that what we're doing all the time? Focusing on the negative and trying to go positive? It's insane. It's insane. Okay. So, okay, so the other part of this is that there's other directions in our space, right? All kinds of directions. And there's all kinds of directions in our life. Now, we could have conversations about, you know, food, you know, entertainment, family, work. Those are all things in all kinds of different directions. Those don't really relate to the positive direction that I want to talk about, which is the positive future for our society. And there are certain things that we would define for that. But there are some that do. Democrat, Republican, left, right, wrong, right, whatever you want to say. Those are distractions to our positive future. Those are distractions. I don't want to know what politicians and pundits think about what Democrats and Republicans think. I don't want to know. And when you get into those discussions, what does it do? It takes you off the focus on the positive future. Right? So, if you look at positive future, there's lots of positions up here. It's not one point. Everybody has a position in that positive future, and it's finding what that is. So let's look at it. Now, where I really focus is on energy, you know, and the environment. I actually have an award-winning book called Beyond Light Bulbs, Lighting the Way to Smarter Energy Management. And so when I was working with Austin Energy, my husband and I had a company called Go Green Squads. We did energy efficiency upgrades. And so I was invited to be in this meeting with the other contractors. We were going to talk about how to, you know, work with Austin Energy and so on. And so I go into the meeting, and it's all complaining. Oh my gosh, I just sat there and went, what the heck am I here for? I don't want to waste my time listening to complaining. So I had a choice. I either get up, you know, and don't ever come back, or I, you know, speak up. So I said, well, what do we want? It was like, huh? It was so funny. It was a turning point in the meeting. And so we started talking about, well, what do we want? So in those conversations that are this tug of war, what do we want? The positive future. Okay. So the thing about the healthy planet, I want to look at that more specifically, because this is where it gets tricky. It's great, we all want to go that way. But there's lots of different points in the space related to that, right? So I also, I do care about and I still work with the environment. I lobbied at the Texas legislature this last session. The either-or-ness was so intense. But if you think about what the disagreements were, some of it made sense if you think about it in the physical space. There's alignment. There's people in this side going that way and this side going that way. Gas and oil, alternative energy. They can align to a positive future. And there's plenty of work to go around. A balanced energy economy is what we need. So think about that, where what work is to be done on the alternative energies is to ramp up. How do we get more of them? What's to be done on the fossil fuels, though? Is there something for them to be doing? You better believe it. It's looking at how to mitigate, reduce, counteract emissions. And part of the problem is defining a clear destination. I will say that that is what happened with the environment quite a bit. I'm part of an organization called Citizens Climate Lobby. I love their approach, which is about reducing emissions. It's a clear definition, and there's some other things as well, but it's a measurable result and it's a clear definition. And it's something that we can align to if you think about it that way. But what happens is there's different distances, different milestones along this path. And so what happened, and you could tell in the conversation, the ones that were gas and oil oriented, the real focus this session was about Uri, Uri the storm. I don't know about you, but we were 5.5 days without electricity and having to boil water and all that kind of stuff. And they were really scared of having that happen again. Fair enough, that's important. The thing is, if you look at it just in terms of that, it's different than if you look at what can Texas do for the future to remain as leaders in energy. Different kinds of contexts, right? So the question is, how do they align? Great, if you think about it, you can be short-sighted, looking too short. You can also be so far focused on the future, you run into the back of someone, right? So both are important. The question is, how do they align? Not just in the different paths, but also along the path. What is the path? And so I don't know if you know, but so one of the issues, and so I really am on the side of how do we make this all work? But the one that's always in resistance is the ones around clean energy. And there is an issue around having too much wind and solar. It's because that's variable supply. And then you already have variable demand, and so the stability of the grid can be a problem. But that's a negative direction, isn't it? What's the positive direction around that? Find solutions that make it stable.
Right.
And one of the biggest things around that, this is my kind of soapbox around the environment, is energy storage is the holy grail for
storage.
Energy storage. Well, guess what? We passed the bill to pay for having more energy generated, but the bill specifically excludes energy storage. Now, none of you would know that, I'm sure. That certainly wasn't highlighted in the bill.
There was a reason for that, right?
Oh, yeah, and the reason for that is that it really enables wind and solar. But the truth is, Uri was also caused by natural gas shutting down, and storage could have also helped the natural gas plants.
Right.
But if you're looking short-sighted, you're not seeing the bigger picture,
yeah.
And not seeing how we can align. So it really is looking at how these different pieces are in the space. How do they all fit together? Now, the other part of this is that it doesn't just apply to, there's also like where you're starting from. And in the environment, that's a real big thing. A lot of people don't know anything about it. Part of that is by design as well, unfortunately. But there's kind of in the environmental community, and I think it's changing, but it's kind of like, well, it's about time, kind of attitude, you know what I mean? About time you're coming along. But, and almost like resistant, like, well, we'll show you, kind of. And it's like, no, come along. Come along, this is where we're headed. Good, hurry up. Hurry up, let's go. So again, there can be different places along that path, and we all want to get there. Well, then let's focus on the positive direction. Now, I really like the idea of physical models for, you know, if you think about this, it applies to all kinds of areas of life. We can put it in terms of all kinds of areas of life. And that's what a physical model does. And I said I'd explain to you, and I was thrilled to find out Science of Mind, you know, is got the same kind of philosophy here. Where I came to this was when I was at school at University of Illinois. A friend and I were walking, I don't know if anybody's been there, but north of Green is where the engineering campus is. And I can still remember, we were crossing the street, crossing Green Street to go to the engineering campus, and this was another woman and I. So that's kind of unusual in itself at that time. I was the only woman in my first college engineering class. So we laughed and said, you know, if we were on the other side of campus, people would think we were psychology majors or maybe even medicine. But we were crossing Green Street, so we were engineering students. So that was when I first thought, wow, that is interesting how the laws of, you know, the laws that we're studying in physics. We were in a strength of materials class, which was about pressure, stress, strain, fatigue. That relate to people?
Mm-hmm.
Sure it does. So that's when I started looking at it, and I really studied this, you know, momentum on a project, you know, a dynamic organization. And many years later, I came across Buckminster Fuller, who I would guess you guys also relate to. Buckminster Fuller, his work, which was about how to make the world work for 100% of humanity. There's a statement about that I really is, to me, a positive direction without ecological damage or the disadvantage of anyone. It's a wonderful statement about the positive direction. But he also talked about generalized principles, which is exactly what I call Mother Nature's laws. I didn't know that there was this thing that Buckminster Fuller talked about, but it is the laws that are true for, you know, the physical world, which I studied as an engineer, and for organizations and people. And so that is true, that the laws of nature apply to human nature. And the more I study it, I actually had a physics professor say to me at some point, well, I'm a purist, you can't apply, you know, physics to people. And I believed him for a while because he was a PhD physicist. And then I went, how arrogant to think the laws of nature apply to everything on this planet but us. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't think so. So, it's, you know, we're looking at the positive direction. So how do you use this? Well, you know, how do you know you're focused on positive? How would you know?
It feels good.
Literally, that's what it is. Does it feel inspiring? Does it feel optimistic and confident and upbeat? That's a positive direction. So is it useful to focus on the negative direction?
I tell you what to avoid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's think about that. War. What does that tell you the positive is?
Peace.
Mm-hmm. How about violence in our streets?
Peace.
Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
How about environmental disaster?
Harmony.
Harmony and clean.
Clean environment.
Healthy environment, yes. Looking at the negative, you know, and as an engineer, you kind of learn to look at, you know, mitigating issues. You want to find all of them and then figure out how to fix them before they happen, right? Tom is nodding because he's an engineer as well. Yeah, so it's useful to look at the negative. How about the other ones, the sideways? Is it useful to look at those?
Yeah.
Sure.
Why?
It'll slow you down.
It'll slow you down if you put too much focus on it, right?
Yeah.
It's outside the box.
Well, why would you focus on those if you're...
Because there's a whole picture that if you're only looking forward and backward...
Yes, you don't want black and white.
You're missing the whole picture.
So, do you ever hear about horses that have blinders, they put blinders
yes.
on them? There's a reason for that. They don't want them getting distracted side to side.
A lot of people like that.
Huh?
A lot of people like that.
And sometimes that's good. When we're talking about the environment, I would rather we have more blinders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The real benefit of that is it's fun. It's entertainment. I mean, think about it. It's entertainment. Comedians are having a heyday in what's going on in our world. Right? It's a reality show. And that's fine. But then, just like in the negative, what do we need to do is turn positive with those and with what do we want? What do we want? Now, the benefit of a physical model is that we can apply this to anything. And does anybody not like writing resolutions? This is the time for that. Does anybody not like that?
Yeah.
But, you know, I sit down to write them and I'm like, oh, I have to commit. Like, oh no, you know, I don't. You know, and a lot of people just don't do it because it brings up all these feelings of negativity. But if you think about resolutions, it's that thing about which is the point in the future that I'm going to be. You're not going to know the point. But if you think about the positive direction and focus on the positive direction, you can start heading in that direction. And so I really, you know, believe in kind of writing about it and kind of getting as clear as I can. And so, as I said, my husband was from Wales. He lived in Australia and I lived in Austin, Texas. When we met in the LA airport. And in September, I wrote down 100 characteristics of my ideal mate. Now, when you do something like that, you write resolutions or whatever, you can write it specifically, I want this, this, and this, or you can write generally, like international-ish I wrote. We was from Wales and lived in Australia, I think I got that one. The one thing I forgot to write was local. So, you know, he's a little far away. But you know, if I wanted someone with red hair, I would write red hair, but if I don't, then I don't. So we can define a positive direction without it having to be a position. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you can start heading in that direction. And as you focus on it, you're looking the right way, I'm looking at the wrong way, I don't want to focus on that. As I focus on that, it'll get clearer. But it's about moving in that direction, and how do we do that if we don't, you know, really get clearer on it? So that's the benefit of resolutions. And there's a whole other thing about the forces and the energy, I mean, we could get into all that, but this is just about direction. So it's about focusing on the direction that we're heading. So, before I end it, are there any comments, questions that anybody has? What do you get from this? How can you use it in your life?
Focus on where you want to go.
Focus on where you want to go. And how do you focus on that?
Know what you want. I mean, keep open to being knowing, to asking every day, what is it that I want?
Yeah, you can define every day. Ask, you know, as we're talking, you know, God here. God wants us to ask for what we want.
Pay attention to your feelings.
Pay attention to your feelings. Does it really feel positive? If you're in a conversation that feels negative, you can switch to, well, what do we want? Instead of focusing on this or this, whatever it is. Whatever, how you ever see that. Yes. What else?
Ask you how to
So let me, I'm going to say this. I'm glad you said that. So, you know, there's people all the time that say they don't understand math and science. And to me, that's funny because you live in this planet. And it is math and science defines this world. So you may not, just like you can speak a language before you can read and write it, you know this. You know math and science. You know it. So don't let that stop you. And just think about it in the physical. You know, that's the power of the models. And it's the patterns you're looking for. And these patterns apply to your personal goals. What's the destination? What's the direction? Define that. What are the different tracks that relate to that? How far are you on the different tracks? Where's the other people that can have alignment? Right? Hopefully we're all in a direction to. Now, I also find it's really helpful to me to define a phrase when I get. I recently wrote a post about worry versus pray because I'm an expert. As I say, I have a PhD in worry. You know, I know worry very well. I, you know, researched it and whatever. So when I get worried, and other people, you know, I say, don't worry about me. Pray. You know, like, because worry is the negative direction. I want you to focus on the positive direction for me. I want to focus on the positive direction. So to do that, I make statements that I can just bring up like that. So my statement for myself is I want to be doing work I love with people I enjoy, making lots of money and making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
When I get into that negative mindset, I repeat that to myself. And guess what? I can feel myself physically turn around. I imagine myself physically turning around. And again, if it's on a bigger scale too, think about it in terms of globally. If I think globally, what's a phrase that I can keep repeating to myself?
Think globally, act locally.
Think globally, act locally is a good one. But now remember, you want to think about, and I really want to harp on this, is you want to think about what you will see, hear, and feel. Because that makes it real. And the positive emotion that you'll have when you get there. So what will you see? What you will you hear? What you will be talking about? What are the physical manifestations? So what I use is healthy planet, healthy societies, healthy lives. That brings pictures to me, that brings words to me that define that. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So if we want to create a positive future, you need to focus on the positive direction. Think about what each one of us can do when we get into these conversations. Do we want to avoid them? It doesn't really help. But what we can do is talk about, well, what do we want? What's the positive future that we want? And I'm going to end with, and I think I'm a little early. I hope that's not a problem.
No.
I came across this while I was preparing, and I'd written it down a while ago. It's by Carlos Santana, which I thought is pretty cool. Happiness isn't a destination or an experience. It's a decision.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's decide. We're positive 2024.